a step in the sea.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. West African heads of state are planning to meet after this year's military junta to defy their deadline to reinstate the deposed president who's said to be running low on food and deteriorating conditions. Under house arrest, analysts say the economic community of West African states might be running out of options as support fades for military intervention. In an AP interview, a strategic risk analyst, Benedict Manzin, argues that much of Niger's population would favor Mohamed Bazoum's return.
Niamey counts for 2 million people. This is a country of 24 million. There are lots of people out there who would be supportive of Bazoum's return. So he's by no means gone.
Niger's junta is turning away most efforts at mediation. One analyst asserts that Russian meddling in the country has spiked in the 2 weeks since mutinous soldiers overthrew democratically elected president Mohamed Bazoum. Echo was threatened to use military force if Bazoum wasn't reinstated by Sunday. Thousands of Hawaii residents raced to escape homes on Maui as blazes swept across the island, destroying parts of a centuries-old town and killing at least 36 people in one of the deadliest U.S. wildfires in recent years. Fire took many by surprise, leaving behind burned-out cars on once-busy streets and smoking piles of rubble where historic buildings had stood in Lahaina State. The Hawaii Lieutenant Governor, Sylvia Luke.
We're still trying to assess the amount of damage, but the road to recovery will be long. The damage to the infrastructure, it's not just buildings. I mean, these were small businesses.
Crews battle in several places on the island. This is VOA News. Russian officials say air defense systems shot down two drones heading toward Moscow for the second straight day. The attack, reported on Thursday, disrupted flights at two international airports as Ukraine appeared to step up its attacks on Russian soil. Moscow's mayor says one drone was downed in Kaluga region, southwest of Moscow, and another near a major Moscow ring road. No casualties reported, though. Ecuadorian president candidate or presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio was fatally shot Wednesday at a campaign event sparking protests in several cities. President Guillermo Lasso said the crime was clearly an attempt to sabotage the votes, that it would go ahead as planned on August 20th, Reuters' Amin Lee reports.
10 days before Ecuador is due to head to the polls. Several other marches kicked off in other cities, including Villavicencio's hometown of Alausi. B.F. Asensio's sister, Patricia, says she was behind her brother when the shooting happened. She described hearing about 100 shots like lights. Local media reported some 30 shots had been fired. The attorney general's office, meanwhile, said a suspect in the crime later died of injuries sustained in a shootout. It also said six people had been arrested in connection with the crime.
Tropical storm Kanun was pouring intense rain on South Korea on Thursday and turning roads into chocolate-covered rivers. At least more than a foot of rain fell in southern areas in the country after the storm made landfall on the mainland on Thursday morning. More than 16,000 people evacuated homes in at-risk areas, and the number is expected to grow as rivers and streams rise near residential districts. Officials shut down hundreds of freeways, streets, and public parks. Brazil's Amazon summit has come to a close with a roadmap to protect tropical storms and rainforests that have been welcomed as an important step in countering climate change.
A step forward, certainly, but the eight nations summit did not include any of the concrete commitments to end deforestation sought by some environmentalists. Leaders and ministers have signed a declaration that laid out plans to drive economic development in their countries while preventing the Amazon's ongoing demise from reaching, they say, a point of no return.
In peace, Charles Iledesma. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.